Good morning and welcome to Piedmont Fellowship Church on this beautiful Sunday morning, the last Sunday of July. 7 months have passed away already in this year. Let us come before God with a grateful heart for the blessings that we have in our lives, for good health and strength in our bodies. One more day God has allowed us to live in this world, to be a blessing here. So let us be thankful and worship God together. Let us quickly go over the announcements. Those are the regular announcements that I have. Nothing special. Our food bank ministry continues and the books are available. The cooking class and art classes will be scheduled as we get volunteers for those. And our third Thursday luncheon will be in August 15th. On August 15th at 1 p.m. at the Golden Corral. Today we celebrate the blessings of the month, anniversaries, birthdays, graduations, or any other celebrations that we have for the month. We will celebrate that and have a prayer for it, and then we'll have a lunch after service. Please join for that. Next Sunday, August 4th, we'll have Holy Communion. All are invited for that also. Thank you for your continued and faithful support in the ministry through the church by your prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. God loves a cheerful giver. We accept our donations on our website. Please use those facilities as you can. I'm also putting together some accounting information for the church because we passed 6 months of the year. So in a couple of weeks, I'll be able to finish it up and give you our statement of where we stand with our finances as of 6 months. Let us continue to worship God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Anybody else have any announcements? If not, we'll continue worshiping God together. Let us rejoice and be glad in the mercies of God. So let us worship God together. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, "I Stand Amazed in the Presence." It is on page 371. We will sing verses 1, 2, 4, and 5. If you are able, please stand.
I stand amazed in the presence.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to come together in this church and also online to worship you. Lord, we thank you for the manifold blessings that you shower upon us, Lord. Even when we don't deserve them, you continue to give all the things that we need in our lives, the good health and strength that we have in our bodies, to come here today and worship together, Lord, and we thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us, one more day to live in this world. It is all because of your grace and your grace alone. We thank you for the eternal life that you have given us through your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to die in this world and died for us and rose from the dead so that we can have eternity with you. Thank you for the protection and care and for all the good gifts that we receive from you every morning. Loving God, we thank you for the way of salvation that you opened through your Son for every race and nation, and gave us the promise of the Holy Spirit so that we can have the power of Spirit in us as we live in this world. You are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and you are eternal and everlasting and ever living. May our services of word and prayers that we make here today bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So fellowship time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love.
Future use, okay? Because it's not in our hymn book. Okay, if everyone please stand, we're going to sing Lou's song.
Somewhere skies and how we
that blues way. I was used to hearing it very gospel upbeat, but we changed it today to suit what, the way Lou wanted it.
The way she likes to sing it.
We have a prayer together. Please turn to page 607. It's a covenant prayer by John Wesley. Let's pray that prayer together as we celebrate many blessings, including the nation's birthday. Let us pray together. 607. Let us pray together. I am no longer my own, but thine. Put me to what thou wilt. Rank me with whom thou wilt. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be employed by thee, or laid aside for thee. Exalted for thee, or brought low for thee. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and heartily yield all things to thy pleasure and disposal. And now, O glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thou art mine, and I am thine, so be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen. Let us pray. Lord our God, you are the giver of life and light and all the things that we have in this world. We thank you for the gift of love and family and friends, and also help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We thank you for another year in the life of many of us who have celebrated a birthday or anniversary. We thank you for your manifold blessings upon them. And we thank you for a new year in their lives. Lord, with the passing of time, you have increased and deepened their love towards you and for others. We give you thanks for the past blessings and pray for your continued mercies upon them. Cover them with your love, O God, and comfort them with your joyful presence, and confirm them in their hope. We thank you again for your manifold blessings on them and their families. May your Holy Spirit strengthen them in their faith and fill them with love and service for you and for others through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. We'll do the responsive reading now, which is taken from Psalm 28, verses 1 through 9. It's on page 760. If you're able, please stand.
To you, O Lord, I call. My rock, be not deaf to me, lest, if you are silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit.
Hear the voice of my supplication, as I cry to you for help, as I lift up my hands toward your most holy sanctuary.
Take me not away with the wicked, with those who are workers of evil, who speak peace with their neighbors, while mischief is in their hearts.
Repay them according to their work, and according to the evil of their deeds.
Repay them according to their work of their hands. Render them their due reward.
The Lord will break them down and build them up to more, because they do not regard the deeds of the Lord, for the work of the Lord's hands.
Blessed be the Lord, who has heard my voice and of my supplications.
The Lord is my strength and shield, in whom my heart trusts. So I am helped, and my heart, and with my song I will give thanks to the Lord.
The Lord is the strength of the people, the saving refuge of his anointed.
O save your people, and bless your heritage. be their shepherd, and carry them forever.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Our prayer time now, we will bring our prayers of praises and also prayers of concerns together and lift them up to the throne of grace of God, trusting in God's promise that God will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. Our regular prayer requests are at the back of the bulletin, if you want to look at that in those boxes listed there. Please pray for these people and these items here. And pray for Jean McRae. She is able to join us here today after a
Amen.
While.
Amen.
Thanks be to God for that. And then pray for Barbara Casey, Harry Basil, Carol Clements, Claudia Sinclair, Jerry Rains, and Lou Hughes. Pray for these people for that God will continue to be with them. Touch them with your healing hands. They will be healed. Above all, we pray for peace in their lives and their families' lives. Let us pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and our grocery clerks, delivery people, many, many others who serve us on a daily basis. Let us be thankful for their services, and also let us pray for their safety and their family's safety. Let us pray for our nation. Our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others who make decisions, that God will give them the wisdom to do the right things during this election year particularly. Let us pray honestly that God will unite us together and that we will have a smooth and a peaceful election time, that the right people will be elected in the right positions, that God will guide us during this time peacefully. Let us pray for world leaders, especially in the war-torn areas of the world. Particularly in the Middle East, Israel and Palestine, some things have started happening again. Last night there was bombing and shooting happened. There was a bombing in a school. I believe close to 20 children died. And then there was a bombing against that, the Palestinians. About 40 people died. That's what I heard this morning on the news. So let us pray that God will bring peace to those areas and people are living. And we don't know how much tension they are going through, the people who are living in those areas. Every day they are looking around and seeing bombs and bullets passing by. It's not an easy life. Let us pray that God will bring peace to those areas. And pray for the world leaders, that they will also make decisions based on God's wisdom and also fear God during this time. Let us pray for our church and all the churches in this community and around the world, all the pastors, the leaders of the church and missionaries and bishops and many, many others who work for the kingdom of God. Let's pray that God will give them and keep them faithful in their doctrine, in their conviction to the scripture, that they will stay faithful to the ministry that God has given them to do. Let's pray for our church also, the future of our church, that we can also do the work that God has given us to do in this community. Those are the prayer requests that I have to share with you. Anybody else have anything to add?
Well, I'm going to ask for Grace, traveling Grace. I'll be leaving next week, this week.
Oh,
I'm going to Mississippi to family reunion.
So you won't be here next week?
No, I won't be here.
Family reunion, that's good.
Yeah, yeah, those two people died.
You done been to enough funerals.
I know two people, there's 160 people.
God. I'd like to say that
be quiet.
The last Sunday in June, during our silent prayer, I prayed for God to help me quit smoking, and I haven't smoked. So that's a blessing.
That's a blessing.
Amen.
You might ought to pray for Lisa and the boys, because sometimes my nerves get a little shot.
I might pray for our
till I put that nicotine
patch
on.
Just love as he gets frustrated. Just pour love all over him. So, always filled up to be able to pour love all over him.
Okay.
Martha
says I quit when I was 40, and I don't miss it one bit.
Yeah, well, I miss it.
Once you get past it, you won't even like the smell of it.
Yeah, I know. I probably smoked for about 38 years.
Well, see, I'm pushing 80, so I've been quit 40 years ago.
Lisa, we're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for you to die. Okay.
We'll pray for you.
Please.
And Mark, you know, I remember the words of Mark Twain when I read one time. He wanted to quit smoking. And he said, quitting smoking is very easy because he had done so many times.
Not like that.
So we'll keep you in our prayers, Marcus. You'll keep that strong.
You can do it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Anybody else? Anything else to share? If not, let us go to God in prayer and spend a few moments in our silent prayer, and then I'll close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. The scripture says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and our petitions, and with thanksgiving, bring your request to God, and the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Loving God, we come before you as your children, trusting in your promises that you hear our prayers and you answer our prayer that we make according to your time and your will. We thank you, God, for all the joys of the life that you bless upon us every day. Thank you for family and friends and church and fellowship and love that we can share in this world. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, through whom you opened the way of salvation to every nation and race and language and people. We thank you for giving us the privilege of becoming your children through the death of your Son and his resurrection. We come before you with grateful heart of the many blessings that you give us, Lord. We bring before you many of our concerns and burdens also, God, as we go through difficulties in our lives. We thank you for all those blessings, especially the birthdays that we celebrated, the family reunion that Miss Lou is going for and that Wayne had attended this past week. Thank you for the gift of family and the relationships that we can continue to keep. Bless Lou as she travels next week and keep her safe and give her travel mercies. We pray for those who are going through difficult times in their lives, and we pray for your healing hand to touch them. We again thank you for Marcus as he quit his habit of smoking. We pray for your strength, the power of your spirit. Strengthen him, Lord, during this time that he can keep and continue his decision, Lord, and we pray for your grace upon him and his family, especially the children are going back to school. Bless them with your grace, all the children and the teachers. We pray for them, Lord, to have a good school start of the school year and also to have a peaceful school year. We pray for all those who are struggling with health issues, Lord, especially the ones that we have named here. And thank you for bringing Miss Jean with us today to worship together. Thank you for making that possible today. Strengthen her, Lord, in her body and her spirit and in her faith. We pray for Barbara Casey and Harry Basil, Carol, Claudia and Jerry and Lou. We pray for your healing hand to touch them, Lord. Heal them according to your time and grace. Above all, we pray for your peace in their hearts and their families' lives. The caretakers who care for them also. We pray for them that they will have the patience and the care. Bless them with your grace and patience, Lord. We pray for our nation, particularly during this election year. We pray for your grace upon our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others who make decisions, Lord. Lord, we pray for a peaceful election this year, that the right people be elected and unite us, Lord, and give us peace and love and unity in this country. We pray for the right people be elected for the right positions, Lord. And we pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, many, many others who serve us on a daily basis. We pray for their safety and their families' safety. Bless them with your grace, Lord, and bless their families. We pray for Dean as he is also serving. We pray for your grace upon them and all of our dear ones who are serving the military now. We pray for the world leaders. We pray that you will give them the fear of God in their hearts, that then they, when they make decisions, that they will fear God and will be guided by the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. Especially the Middle East, we pray that you will bring peace there, Lord, between Israel and Palestine and many other parts of the world. We pray for our church and all the churches in this community and around the world. We pray for the pastors, the leaders, the bishops, the missionaries, and those who work for the kingdom in many different ways. Pray for your grace upon them, that we will all stay strong in the doctrine and in the faith that you have given us, Lord, and also to spread your love and care and compassion to the community that you have given us to serve. Be with us today, Lord. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, in our singing, in our meditation of the word, in our prayers we make will bring honor and glory to your name. And guide us, Lord, as the church, as we look forward to the coming years that we work together to serve this community, that we can be faithful for your kingdom in this area. Bless us today with your presence, Lord. Strengthen us with your power and empower with your spirit as we go from this place, that we can be a loving, faithful witness for your kingdom wherever you place us in our lives. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Says, whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Everybody should give according to what God has given in his heart, for God loves a cheerful giver. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and all we are. You are gracious and merciful every day, that you give us from your open hands everything that we need. We thank you for the gift of life, health, joy, and fellowship. Help us also to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Gracious Lord, help us to be faithful stewards of the abundance and the blessings that you give us, so that we bring before a portion of what you have, before you a portion of what you have given us, Lord. We thank you for those who are able to give joyfully today, and pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offering to share your love to this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we remain standing, we will read the scripture now, which is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. Please remain standing.
There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, "Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire." But Abraham replied, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, while Lazarus received bad things, and now he is comforted here and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you a great chasm has been set in place, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us." He answered, "Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my family, for I have five brothers. Let him warm them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment." Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them." "No, Father Abraham," he said, "but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent." He said to him, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word. As we come before your word, Lord, we pray that you'll open our hearts and our minds, that we can receive your word with humility and obedience. Illumine our souls so that we can see the meaning of the message. Help us, Lord, to be obedient to your spirit in whatever way you tell us to do. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I've been preaching on the subject of prayer for the last couple of few Sundays, about the importance of prayer and to continue to pray even in the midst of frustration. Sometimes you ought to pray continuously and do not give up, and persistent in prayer, and also to have faith when we pray. Today I wanted to focus on something that we sometimes miss. It's about praying without delay. If you are like me, sometimes I delay praying for some things because I want to see if I can everything turn out okay before I go to God in prayer. We'll try all of our things first. But the scripture tells us to pray continuously without ceasing. There is a reason for it. And we read a story about the rich man and Lazarus. It's a different context, even though I took it as a context of prayer also here. This is about the importance of being God's witness, to be caring and compassionate while we live in this world. That's the real story. But there's also a lesson we can learn about prayer from this story. So that's why I chose this passage, even though it was a long passage. It's about a person who went to heaven And he prayed a prayer in heaven which was a little too late. And he prayed actually two prayers. One prayer is about himself, to have Lazarus to come across from where he was and dip his tip of the finger in water and cool his tongue. And that was denied. And then he was praying about his brothers and sisters who were in this world. So he is becoming more concerned about others, but while he was not concerned when he was alive. So this is about also a lesson that we need to learn about prayer, to pray continuously and on a timely manner, not to be too late, do not delay. A young boy was fervently praying at home after his exam, came back home and started praying at night, that he talked about in his prayer, continuously saying, "New York, New York, New York." And his parents were like troubled, you know, they thought something happened in New York, and why is he upset about New York all of a sudden? So they asked him, "We are so interested to see why you are praying about New York. Did something happen in New York City?" And the boy then said, "Well, Dad, I came back from my exam, and I had my geography test in school, and I have been praying for the Lord to make New York City the capital of the United States." So he had the wrong answer, but he came and prayed after the exam to make New York City the capital, that God, because he wanted to make his answer correctly. It was a little too late, if you ask me, that prayer. He should have prayed before the exam. That's what I'm thinking. But sometimes things can change. God can change things even afterwards. But ours is to pray continuously. Do not delay or wait until the last minute. Continuously pray for the little things and the big things. I mean, God can change the capital of U.S. overnight. You never know, because it has happened in history. I didn't know that. Philadelphia was the capital.
Yes, it was.
And then one night it was changed over to New York, because there was a big mutiny in Philadelphia and they could not operate. And it was in, I think it was like 1780, something like that. So then there was like for 5 years moved from Philadelphia to New York City. And then after New York City, they made a discussion and made a decision that we want to have it between somewhere between North and South. So they created this District of Columbia, Washington, D.C. That's what happened in 1790, if I read it correctly. So there's the story. It can change overnight. But praying for things like that after the fact is not a good idea. We want to start praying for things even when, before, continuously pray for the things. And God can make a way when there is no way, and we know that, we sing about it. But praying ahead of the examination makes more sense than praying afterwards. So let us continue to pray, and do not give up praying, and also pray a timely prayer. Here, this man who, a rich man, this is a story that Jesus said, and some people say it's a real story. But a rich man and a poor man lived side by side, and there was a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores and longing to eat from the rich man's table next to him as a neighbor. But he was never concerned about this poor man while he was living a luxurious life in this world, this rich man. But the rich man and the poor man died, and they went to two different places according to what this story says, tells us. And the poor man went to Abraham's bosom, and he was in the rich man also died, and the rich man went to a place of torment while the poor man was in heaven, but they could see each other. I don't know what that means, but that's when this rich man opened his eyes, were opened, and he started praying, "Father Abraham, can you send Lazarus over? Can you so that he can come and dip his finger and give me some water. And Abraham said, there's a big gap between two of us. We cannot do that at this time. I think that prayer was a little too late.
Yes.
He should have prayed that before. And then he got concerned about his brothers and sisters all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. And that was also a little too late. God gives us opportunities, and especially when this, I remember the story about Jesus saying this, when you go to heaven, there will be a lot of surprises. And many surprises, one of the surprises is that you will not find the people that you expected to see there. Many of them will not be there. And the other surprise is that many people will be there that you did not expect to see. That's another surprise. And the biggest surprise, if you tell me, ask me, is the biggest surprise is that I am there. Because only because of God's grace that I could be there. That is the greatest surprise in heaven. But when I talk about the story of this, like the going to heaven story, a preacher and a school bus driver, I mean the church bus driver, both died and went to heaven. The pastor of the church and the church bus driver both died and went to heaven. And they were standing in line to get their assignment of their mansions, right? Because Jesus said he's going to prepare a mansion for us. So as the pastor and the bus driver were waiting in line, the bus driver went ahead and the angel received him, and he commended him about his service and then showed him a big mansion over there, and that's your mansion, you can go get that. And looking at that, the pastor who was standing in line behind him thought, well, if the bus driver can get one of those big mansions, you know, a pastor should be able to get a better than that. So he expected that. And when his turn came, the angel asked him about his service, and he gave him all his resume and all of that stuff about theology, and then said, well, you are going to get the basement behind that mansion over there. And the pastor was really upset. And he didn't understand it. And he said, you know, I work for God, and I preached, and I sacrificed my time, my family, to work for the kingdom of God, and the bus driver gets a mansion, and I'm getting his basement. That's not fair. And the angel said, well, it seems that when you preached, people often slept. But when the bus driver drove, people prayed. So prayer is a good thing, regardless of where you are. When you drive, when you are in church, or wherever you are, prayer is a good thing. Continue to pray. Pray all the time, without ceasing. Do not delay our prayers. So this man actually lifted his eyes a little too late. He was too busy with the things of this world and did not have time to pray for himself or any others while he lived in this world in a luxurious life. And he was too involved with the things of this world and did not have time to think about heaven or the life after this world. So when we pray, we always have to have a perception about the life after death. There is going to be a time of judgment and eternity. And that we have to keep in our mind. Do not delay our prayers. Not only our prayers, but also the prayers for others. The scripture says that although people knew God, they did not glorify God as they should have. So when we have opportunities, let us use those opportunities to pray and to care and to show the love and compassion of Jesus Christ to others. The opportunity is us. We are here while we are in this world living in our bodies. And we have opportunities in front of our eyes every day. Use them before it's too late. And it's too late, especially when you start shedding your tears about other people. Sometimes the need is in front of you to help somebody. But by the time you turn around and wait and to start caring for somebody, maybe too late. That need may be over. So it is a lesson about prayer also that I can see about this story. It's also the main story is about life after death and eternity. how we have to spend our life with the perception of eternity. At the same time, it's also about prayer. Do not be too late and do not delay our prayers. Then there are people who pray before time. You know, like we want to pray about things that are not going to be happening, because sometimes I am like that. Pray for everything and wait for answers ahead of time. God has a time for everything. And we don't want God to give us every information that we want. We like to know everything.
Amen.
But we don't. That is not how things work, right?
Right.
If we ask for God, hey, I have so much money in the stock market, God, tell me what's going to happen tomorrow in the stock market. That's not going to happen. That's not a reasonable prayer either. So when we pray about things, we have to understand that God has a purpose for everything, and we need to leave it to God. But at the same time, do not delay our prayers. And it is about the prayer that God gives us the opportunity to ask. Jesus said, ask and seek and knock. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. And knock and the door will be opened. Knock only when you want to get in. Right? You don't want to go and knock at the door for somebody for fun. That's not going to be good. So ask, you can keep the same letters, A-S-K. Ask and it shall be given to you. And seek and you shall find. And knock and the door will be opened. A-S-K, ask. Continue to ask God. It's not about our will, but asking is about our prayer. God does not need our prayer for his reminders. It's not a reminder for his calendar. It is about us getting closer to God. That is what the purpose of prayer is. And the scripture says that pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in our prayers. Ask God to give us the right words so that we can boldly explain God's mysterious plan for our lives and for this world. That's what we read in Ephesians, that Paul talks about prayer. Let us continue to pray without ceasing. There are many, many, many examples that we can see in the scripture and also in our lives about delayed prayers. Sometimes it may be too late that it cannot be reversed. So let us develop a habit of immediate prayer, regardless of where we are. We used to have a pastor who, in our church, that we were near the highway, and he would stop his sermon when there is an ambulance going by. And then we'll say, let us pray. That was a surprise for me. He did that a couple of times. He was in the middle of the sermon. As soon as the ambulance goes by, he would stop. And he would say, there's a need for prayer. There's a need for prayer everywhere when we look around, in our lives, in other people's lives, the world itself needs a prayer all the time. When God works in this world, many, many, many people have prayed. There's always prayer behind anything that has happened in this world. We never know what is going to happen tomorrow, but there are people who are praying every day, earnestly and continuously, for this world and for everybody. And so we need to continue praying, not only for us and also for our brothers and sisters, while we have time in this world, not to be too late and delay in our prayers. Whenever God determines to do some work, he first sets people to pray. It happens all the time. And it happened in the life of many, many missionaries. William Carey, who went to India and preached the gospel. It's about Billy Graham that I don't have to tell you about that. Whenever before they start any of their missions or ministries, they ask for a call of prayer in the community for several months before their campaigns and their meetings. So there is prayer that is very important, that we are to continue to pray and don't delay our prayers. I don't know if you remember, there was a coal mine tragedy that happened that turned out to be a good news afterwards in Pennsylvania. It was early 2000. There were how many people? Nine coal miners were in a coal mine for several days. And I think it was about 3 days that they were in the water. They were getting closer and closer together, and they prayed a lot during that time. So when they came out after the 3 days, and they pulled them out, and it was all over the news, and I watched it.
Yeah.
And they said they became so closer together in prayer. They prayed for everybody they could in that 72 hours. And one of them came jokingly and said, I was praying for everybody, and I was also praying for the overtime that I was going to get when I get out. I thought it was a good thing. And they did get overtime. 72 hours of overtime to be there. But that is, prayer works regardless of where you are, in the middle of nowhere, in a tunnel, in the coal mine, regardless of where we are, find ourselves. Continue to pray. That is one thing that we can do. So let us continue to pray for ourselves and for others without ceasing. God is a good God. He listens to every prayer that we make, and He will answer it according to His time. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place. Amen. The closing hymn is A Sweet Hour of Prayer. It is on page 496. If you are able, please stand for the closing prayer, 496. People of God, the scripture asks us to continue praying without giving up. And also do not delay our prayers. Always pray for us and pray for others. And as we see a need and have the opportunity to do things, let us use that opportunity before it is too late. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.